Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All peoples of the earth will lament. At this end of the church year, we hear over and over and over about the end of the world, or the last judgment, or, as Daniel says, the coming of the Son of Man. Daniel has visions through the night. Perhaps they are his dreams, but he sees something from afar. He sees one like a Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. This is a great revelation in that for the ancient people, divinity dwelled in heavens, humans dwelt on the earth. So to see a Son of Man, a human one, coming on the clouds of heaven with great power and dominion and glory is quite a spectacle. But it is a revelation out of the Old Testament of something that occurs at the end of time when Jesus returns and shows himself in his splendor and glory. The splendor and glory that was hidden on the cross in a way, but visible only to those who knew the truth. The truth that man on the cross, that man bloodied and beaten and torn apart with no beauty left, is the Son of God sitting on the right hand of the Father. We sang a beautiful psalm. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. And so he is. In his glorious resurrection, in his transfigured body, in the redemption of all human beings. God offers us so much because he loves the world. He loves the world. He did not come to condemn the world, but he came to save it. Save it from what, we should ask? Save it from sin and death is the answer. How does he do that? He does that by showing the way to the Father, by showing that that way is the way of the cross, that each and every one of us is called to take up our cross daily and follow him. The Lord does not promise us ease as we become Christians. He promises us a cross. And so each and every day, we may truly be a bloody mess. We may truly suffer deeply, either physically or emotionally or mentally. We are called to take up our cross and follow Jesus, even though we don't want to. It's not an easy thing to give up one's life for one's friends. Jesus was abandoned by most of his friends. There were very few people standing by the cross. And yet, we are called to that same cross. Today, we celebrate the kingship of Jesus, Christ the universal King, Christ the King of the world, the Alpha and the Omega. Let us be assured as we go about our day and as we begin next week, Advent, the coming of the Lord, that we take stock of how he comes to us in our own lives. Of course, he comes to us in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar when we receive his body and blood. But he also comes to us at Christmas as a little child, and he comes to us at the end of our lives as our Savior. He comes to us in many ways. So, amid all the gloom outside and Black Friday and people running to celebrate commerce, let's try to celebrate Christ, our King, this Christmas, this Advent, the whole year through, so that we can say, along with all who love him, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come.